The vast majority of people who are diagnosed with COVID-19 have survived the disease. Still, as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, doctors are warning about severe complications, even in COVID-19 survivors who were healthy before their infection.
About 95% of the people who have tested positive for the novel coronavirus in Monroe County have survived, according to figures from the County Public Health Department. Nationally, the Centers for Disease Control's data put that number at about 97%. But a growing body of evidence is finding that surviving the respiratory disease does not guarantee a smooth recovery.
It's not just dying that you need to be concerned about.
Dr. Jeffrey Bruckel is a cardiologist at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He says some patients who survive COVID-19 have severe problems with blood clots.
The issue with the blood clots that we're talking about is that those blood clots form in sites where there's no injury. So you could have a blood clot that forms inside a heart artery that leads to a heart attack, or you could have a blood clot that forms inside the heart itself that breaks off and leads to a stroke.
And Dr. Chris Burke, the chair of neurology at Rochester General Hospital, says he's seen strokes that appear to be linked to COVID-19 in patients much younger than he'd expect.
Some of these patients have no risk factors or very little in the way of risk factors, people you wouldn't expect to be having a stroke.
Burke and Bruckel both say they think some people with symptoms of heart attacks and strokes have been avoiding hospitals during the pandemic. They say people should not suffer through those symptoms at home and that hospitals are safe places to get treatment. The doctors also say the emergence of severe complications of COVID-19 is another reason to continue preventive measures like distancing and hand washing. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.